It was around 2009, and my family was at the SPCA. We wanted a family dog and decided to get a rescued one. They brought in a really adorable dog, a mutt, who's about 2 or 3 years old. My sister and I played with her a while my mom and dad talked to the employee. We ended up adopting her, and she was very loved in our family. We named her Katie. However, for the first year she stayed with us, she had some serious trust issues. But that wasn't her fault. Her past had completely influenced the way she acted around people, and here's why. When she was young, Katie was taken into a home. However, the man in the house was very abusive. She would be kicked and hit until finally she was rescued by the SPCA. And thanks to that one man, she was scared of men for the rest of her life. But that makes sense, doesn't it? In a dog's mind, if one man will do that to her, won't they all? Well, that's exactly what she thought of it. She wasn't too uncomfortable around most of my family, but when my dad would go outside to put food in her bowl, she would run out into the backyard and try to find some place to hide. Only after he walked inside and she couldn't see him anymore would she go up and eat. At first, we thought it was just because she was in a new place, but as it carried on, it all started to make sense. She doesn't trust that humans won't hurt her, and that's what I'm here to talk about. $150,000. That's the number of animals abused in homes each year. But it isn't all dogs and cats like most people think. Chickens, horses, snakes, and even badgers were reported in the past year. Here are a couple of reported cases from the RSPCA. A bulldog repeatedly thrown down a flight of stairs, stamped upon, and headbutted. A royal python and a boa constrictor, which were both decapitated with a pair of scissors. Here's a true story from 2017. Scamp, a terrier, was a completely innocent dog, but what his owners did to him was absolutely horrific. Two men, Michael Heathcock, aged 59, and Richard Finch, aged 60, drove a nail into Scamp's skull. If this wasn't bad enough, they tried to bury him alive. After a couple heard grunting from the ground, they dug until they found Scamp and rushed him to the hospital. The vet said that there had to be a minimum of 6 blows to the head while attempting to get the nail into his skull. This was called some of the worst animal cruelty seen in at least 30 years. But I'll tell you the answer to the question we're all asking. Why? They must have had a good reason, right? Well, here it is. They didn't want to pay a vet bill. Let that sink in. Scamp didn't do anything, and his owners drilled a nail into his head. Thankfully, the men did serve jail sentences and are banned from owning animals for the rest of their lives. This abuse was reported in early April of this year. A 6-month-old Doberman named Dobby was found with part of its jaw hanging off of his face. He had been like that for nearly a week before he was reported. After further investigation, it was learned that Dobby's owner, who is still unknown, put a cherry bomb in the puppy's mouth and held it closed while it exploded, causing the dog's jaw to be completely blown off one side. He was later put down. The nickname Farm of Horrors was given to a Massachusetts farmer in 2017. Richard Medeiros and his tenants were charged with 151 counts of animal abuse, mistreating over 1,400 animals on the farm. Some of the animals were forced to live in overcrowded spaces with little to no food or water. Many animals had to live around dead carcasses, while others stood in such deep manure that their hooves completely fell off. Many suffered from injuries to the eye, intestine, and had many skin ailments. Most of these animals had to be euthanized because the injuries were too severe. Medeiros claimed, quote, "Where I could see, they all looked fine." The maximum penalty for Medeiros and his tenants was 7 years in prison. Things like this happen all the time, but the real problem is that there's no one reporting it. While some didn't know what was happening when abuse is reported near them, many do. That's why if someone suspects abuse, they need to report it. Also, farm inspectors need to be more aware of what they're looking at. For example, the inspectors on Medeiros' farm had been there just a few weeks earlier, knowing the condition the farm was in, yet they didn't report it and the situation got worse. Another way animals are abused is through cosmetic testing. While animal testing is illegal in the United States, it is still used for many products. Mice, rabbits, rats, and guinea pigs are commonly used for these tests. Some of the tests performed are skin and eye irritation tests, in which chemicals are rubbed into eyes or onto shaved skin to test the effects, force feeding for weeks or months to test effects on the animals' bodies, lethal dose tests, which are when animals are forced to take large amounts of certain chemicals to determine the dosage that causes death. At the end of each of these tests, if the animals are not dead already, they are killed by neck breaking or decapitation. The research I conducted was very eye-opening. All the different sites I went to had different stories to tell, but all the statistics were the same. 150,000 animals are abused by their owners each year, and many people still aren't doing anything about it. There are many fundraisers and donation centers that are working to help these animals, and I think that if it's possible, people should try to do everything they can for these animals, whether that means adopting or going into homes to rescue. Adopting is a great way to help the animals because it gives them a second chance to have a good life. When we adopted Katie, she was finally happy, even if it took her a while to get comfortable. Katie died in 2014. We were forced to put her down because she was deaf and almost completely blind. If she had started off in a good, happy home, I know she could have lived a longer and better life. But she is a perfect example to us. We need to help these animals and rescue them if they're in a bad place. Every animal deserves a good life. If you ever suspect that someone is abusing a pet in their home, notify someone immediately. It could save an innocent animal's life. And if you see a dog or a cat on the side of the road and it is safe to help them, take them to an animal hospital as soon as you can. Be kind to all animals and give them the life they deserve.